Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. And I am so excited because I have a fabulous guest on today. Her name is RV Robinson, and RV is a master speaker, trainer, international speaker, and author, and has helped thousands to become a speaking superstar in their industry. For over a decade, RV Robinson has been educating business owners, service professionals, and entrepreneurs on how to become a persuasive public speaker. She shows her clients how to use public speaking as a marketing strategy to instantly grow their business. Her exclusive proven speaker system is the ultimate solution for people looking to develop and sharpen or advance their personalized message and confidentially deliver that message to the world. She can be reached at RV, and that's A-R-V-E-E, at rvrobinson.com. And her website is www.rvrobinson.com. Welcome, RV. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
Well, thank you, Robbie. I just want to say after that song, I'm so excited to be here. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I want to know, tell us why we as business owners should be speaking. What are the real benefits?
Well, there's so many benefits, but a couple of real benefits. Number one, we all have a message to share that only we can share to people that can only hear it from us. And that message will save someone's business, save someone's life, or even save their soul. So it's our duty as business owners, as people, as human beings, to get that message out there and end somebody's suffering. That's number one. Number two, so we can change the world, change people's lives for a living, but number two, we can make a lot of money doing it. We can generate revenue, generate income, double our income, whatever we want, because there's so many people that need what we have, but if we're the best-kept secret, nobody knows that we exist, then we're not going to make money in our business. So the speaking is the key to visibility. The more people that know you, the more revenue you'll make, period. You don't even have to try hard. The bottom line is, if you want to make more sales, you got to get in front of more people, and there's no better way to do it than to speak in front of groups.
That's true. You are known as the master speaker trainer. Tell us how you became the public speaking master you are today. And I've heard you, and you are the master speaker trainer. You are amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Robbie. And, you know, you and I met, Robbie, when I first started my business so many years ago. And, you know, I mean, I was in awe of you then, and I'm still in awe of you now. But back then, I was in corporate America, and I worked for a company by the name of Deloitte. And right out of college, they hired me to set up financial accounting systems on microcomputers and teach small business owners how to finally automate their system, because they didn't have, you know, that ability. They're, you know, only big companies that could afford big computers were actually automated. So it was a revolutionary time. And my boss came to me, and he said, RV, I want you to get out there and start speaking and tell people that we're offering this service. And I thought to myself, well, I took one speech class in college. I was good to go. I knew everything there was to know about public speaking, or so I thought. Well, I went out there, and, of course, I failed. I was lousy. I remember back then we had overhead projectors, and I would put my slide, or whatever they called that plastic thing, I don't even remember now, upside down and all kinds of stuff. I was horrible. And I didn't get any clients. Nobody would come and talk to me at the end of my talk. And I knew I was not doing it right, but I just didn't know what I was doing wrong or how bad it really was until this woman came up to me after my talk, and she said, honey, I hate to tell you this, but after every sentence, you say okay. And the only thing I could think of saying back to her was okay. I should have just hugged her right then and said thank you, because she changed my life by being so honest. And so in that moment, I decided, I think I needed to get trained, and I need to respect public speaking like any other craft, like any other specialty. So I went to the library, checked out books. I went to seminars, anything with communication in it. I hired coaches and mentors. And then as I went through that journey, the better I got. Not only did I get more clients, but the better the clients got, the more I was able to articulate, persuade, the better, the more high-paying clients I got, and it was really attracted to me. And I thought to myself, this really works. When you know what you're doing, when you do it right, then you can attract anything that you want, all your heart's desire. So I had a great run through corporate America, 23 years, and during that time, not only did I use it to get clients, but I also taught group communication skills to other CPAs and consultants, but I also learned how I could use it for upward mobility within my own firm. And so I skyrocketed up to senior manager, and that was the highest I could go without being a CPA myself. And then after 23 years, I realized, you know, it was time to make a change. It just wasn't fun. I wasn't a trailblazer anymore. There was a lot of consultants, a lot of competition. And so I decided it was time to leave corporate America and everything it had to offer and do something different. But I didn't know what it was. That was the problem. I didn't have a plan. And so I did what any smart girl would do. I prayed about it. And then God just put on my heart public speaking. He said, teach others what I've taught you. And I knew exactly what he meant. So 17 and a half years ago, I left corporate America, started my own business. And since that time, I've trained over 5,000 business owners, coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs, you name it. How to become better speakers, some, you know, how to become, we're right, speaking already, how to become even better, and then a lot of new people, not only how to speak, but also how to use it to get clients, grow your business, and just really make a difference with your words. So that's what I've been doing, and I plan on doing it for many years to come.
Well, you're good at it. Sounds like you had no fear. Why are so many people scared to death to get up in front of a group?
You know, I ask myself that question all the time because, as a matter of fact, I didn't have that much fear. And part of the reason is because I studied theater. Right? Now, when I studied theater, I was a little afraid. Right? I was in front of my peers, and so I always recommend for speakers to take some improv classes, to take some theater classes, and in just in general so that you can step on stage being a different character, learning some lines, and then, of course, you know, become a trained speaker. But so that's, I believe, why I didn't really have any fear. But so many people have fear, and this is what they're afraid of. And I've worked with a lot of people that have had fear, broken through it, conquered it, eliminated it. And part of the reason that I've found the most common reason is because people aren't trained. They think that just because they could flap their jaw, that they could step out on stage, just like I did when I began, and deliver an award-winning presentation, and it just is not going to happen. Lisa Nichols says, she's from, you know, Law of Attraction, but Lisa Nichols says that there are no natural-born speakers, only trained ones. And I have to agree with her. Even though I didn't have that fear element, because I did take some other classes, I still didn't know what I was doing when I stepped out on stage and failed miserably. And there's no do-overs in public speaking. You have to get it right. That one time, you have that one chance with that particular audience, that particular day, that particular speech to deliver your message so someone will hear it that you can change their lives. They may not be in your next audience. You may not have another opportunity. So we have to do it right. And some of the reasons why people are fearful and why training works, I mean, if I said, what is the secret solution? It's get trained. Because what people are afraid of is, one, forgetting what they're going to say. Well, if they get trained and they learn that they need to practice 1 hour for every 2 minutes of speech, they're not going to forget it. They're going to be more natural. They think sometimes, well, I'm afraid of what people are going to say about me, judge me. Hey, it's our duty to think about our audience, not about ourselves. Again, training will fix that. And then there's training techniques that you can use, like the moment before you step on stage and giving yourself mantras. So there's a lot that we can do for eliminating the fear, but train, it's all wrapped up in training. So get trained.
You mentioned a system. Could you describe some of the elements of your really great system?
Yes. See, when I came out on out of corporate America, I went, and I'm in the systems field, so, you know, I was looking at flow charts during the day, and everything was a science, and nothing changed. It was like, if it was this, it was this way. If it was no, it was that way. So when I came on to in this field, even though I was in it when I was in corporate America, I wasn't in it to train it necessarily in corporate America. So when I stepped out here and wanted to do training full-time, I looked for systems so I didn't have to recreate the wheel. And the only thing that was close to a system of speaking was beginning, middle, and end. But no one told you what was inside of the beginning, middle, and end or what to do. So I started looking at what I was doing, and I created a system around it. So that the, if you look at it like a in real simplistic terms, it's like a sandwich. So the top piece of bread is your rapport, and I teach 5 or 6 steps, right, just to building rapid trust and rapport. Then we've got the meat in the middle, which is your education piece, your stories, all of that great stuff. Then we've got the close, which is the bottom piece of bread. Now, if you had, we're holding your hands up together and you didn't have that bottom piece, then your whole entire sandwich or speech falls apart. And that's the problem with so many untrained, especially business speakers. They forget their close, which I call the invitation. Some people call it the call to action. I call it an invitation to do business with you. So that those three parts are the basic system. And then, again, I teach people all the steps that they need to do within those each big, you know, sections.
Challenge is a great metaphor. How do stories work to attract clients?
Okay, well, stories, and they go in the middle. I mean, your first story is your professional story, what earned you the right to be speaking about what you're speaking about, just like I shared mine. That goes in the beginning in the rapport piece. But the rest of the stories will go in your educational or what I call the meat. So stories act as invisible selling. So when you share a client story, like, for instance, one of my clients, his name is Hector. He was a photographer, had a successful photography business, but he wanted to be a sales trainer teaching Hispanic, his people, in Spanish. And he went out there, didn't get trained, failed miserably, came to me. I taught him how to close. I taught him how to set it all up and learn the system. And then he went out there and spoke, and he went blah, 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 poof, $4,500. Now, he has those skills for the rest of his life. Once learned, you do that speech over and over and over and over. And now he's written 3 books. He's still speaking in his, you know, he's holding workshops and seminars. If you looked him up, his name's Hector Gonzalez, on Facebook, you'll see he's quite accomplished now. And it all started with learning the system. So that's a success story. So you always want to use success stories to act as invisible selling for you. So they're very, very important.
What are some of the differences between stage speaking and virtual speaking?
Oh, there are so many, but basically, think about it this way. When you're live, you're not in charge of anything. You're not in charge of the room. You're not in charge of whether they have a microphone, whether or not they have PowerPoint ready for you, any stage area. You're not in charge of any of it. But when you step on stage in the virtual world as a speaker, you're in charge of all of it, and we know it. So your background matters, and so many speakers are trying to use virtual backgrounds, and they end up disappearing, or their hands disappear, or somebody walks behind them like a ghost. That is not good. It's very distracting. When you use a virtual background, you're saying more about yourself than maybe you want to. Like, you know, where are you holding this meeting that you're in? You know, what's behind you? Are you in your bedroom, your bathroom? So I recommend that people find and set up. I mean, we've had a year, for heaven's sake. Set up a studio room somewhere like your studio, or get some signage like you and I have, Robbie, and create a real environment, because you want that three-dimensional background instead of just that virtual background or virtual background business card, which, again, is very distracting. So that's one of the ways you can control your environment. Make sure you have a microphone because, again, you know, are you using your webcam? Are you using a professional microphone? Are you a professional speaker? Are you a webcam speaker? And same with lighting. If we can't see your eyes, then we're not going to trust you. If we can't trust you, we're not going to buy from you. So invest. We've been here a year. We're going to be here a bit longer. And some groups may never go back to completely live. So I recommend everyone, speaker or not, get equipment. Lights, camera, action, right? Lights. New camera, new video camera if you need one, and then, of course, a microphone. So we're in charge of all of it. I think that is the major difference that I see. And then the clothes is different. Clothes is way different in the virtual world than on the live stage.
I learned something. The other day, it was St. Patrick's Day, and I had to do a Zoom in the morning, and then I was running out, so I just got dressed, and I had on green. Never wear green with a green screen.
True, true. What happened? Did you disappear?
Well, my head, my face was there, but there wasn't too much of my, you know, it was pretty funny, but it was okay. It was one of our local groups, but I learned something. Never wear green. It is, if you have a green, you know, green screen, green is not the color to wear.
Right. Well, you know, and that's even on the live stage, it's something to really consider, because I always wear red, and I went and spoke at a Dave and Buster's for a group. It was RBN, and they had a red velvet background or red velvet curtains. Right on their stage, and I just kind of blended in, you know, and you just saw my hands moving. So it's always good to know what your stage and background is going to be like, even in the live world.
Yeah, it's true. Closing in the virtual arena has changed too.
Yes.
Is it harder to sell nowadays?
Yes, it is, because we don't have that human connection. One of the things in the live world that I just kind of by accident realized that one day that this really is a secret sauce here is, and I always teach my students, when you're at a live networking event and you're having lunch, always have lunch with the people at your table and converse with them, because they feel special that you are the speaker. And I've often had people go, oh, you're the speaker. Right? And I'm as, you know, down earth, down home, right, as you are. So I don't put that on. They just didn't know, right? But other speakers, they will not sit down. They'll go off to, like, practice. That's not when you practice your speech. So I recommend you be with your audience. And when you're live like that and you're with your audience, or you participate and someone says, hey, I need one more person to volunteer to participate with this partner, and I would do it, I always found that those were the people, first people that would buy from me, the people that I was personable with. Now, and we don't have that in the virtual world, and it's very hard. So it is harder to sell, but not impossible. Now, I just did an event a full day, and I closed 40% of the room. So, and sometimes my live event, I didn't do that. So it's not impossible, but you have to know the trick. And I've been practicing for a year, so I'm going to give the secret sauce. Now, again, depends on your audience, depends on you, depends on your speech, depends on, you know, how persuasive you are. All those things go into play. But let's say you have all those things. The secret techniques to make it better is to add bonuses, but not too many. In the beginning, I would add way too many, and it got people overwhelmed, and they felt like, well, I can't take advantage of that, so I'm not going to do the offer. So no more than like two, maybe three, but that's it, bonuses. And bonuses can be something digital that you don't have to send out, but it doesn't have to be, you know, something really expensive. But just keep it down. I was loading them up. Didn't work. Then make sure you give them those bonuses as an incentive for signing up in the next 15 minutes. You have to say 15 minutes is the magical time, not 10, not 20, not an hour, not a day, 15 minutes. I tested this. This is, you know, I'm all about systems, so I've got this worked out. So 15 minutes, then you give the bonuses, and then even drop the price. Now, what I have found is that you have to drop the price even more in the virtual world than you would on the live stage. So we know about dropping the price, and I'm all about being real. So when I drop my price, it's a real drop. It's not like a, you know, it's not like a made-up inflated number, and then I drop it. But I drop it to a quarter of the price, and then that really moves people to take action. So bonuses, a few bonuses, and then drop the price a lot. And then you will get a lot more people that sign up. If you don't, it doesn't break even. I tried that. Well, how about if I keep the price up and then I'll just get half as many? No, it's the percentage is nowhere near. So, again, if you want to work with people, if you want to give value, give the COVID discount, drop the heck out of that price, and you'll get a lot more people signing up. And I can do that. You can do that. Why? Because we don't have expensive hotel rooms. I've turned my four-day speaker training intensive into a two-day create your speech in a weekend. I had to drop and leave out some things. But what I noticed is, guess what? We're not spending 2 hours at lunch, which is a whole 8 hours, right? Two times four, that's 8 hours that we were spending. Well, of course, we're socializing and stuff and having fun. But when you have a big crowd, when you have 20 people or so at lunch, it takes longer to get there, to order, to take, you know, all of that. Well, we don't have that, so I could cut out a whole day. And I'm like, what else can I cut out, right? We're not going to Starbucks for breaks and spending 30 minutes for breaks. So when you take all that into consideration, you can drop the not only the price, but you can drop the amount of time that you spend and money that you spend. Like me not spending, you know, me spending 2 days instead of 4 days, man, that's worth a drop right there in price. Not value. I'm still keeping the same value, still have the same training, but we're just not having the social aspect of it. So that's what I recommend.
That's good. So let's talk about building rapport and connecting to your audience in the virtual world.
Okay.
We have about 6 minutes left, and we still have a couple more questions. So.
Okay. So real quick, make sure that you're saying people's names when they come in the room. Even if you're the speaker and not the host, you can still greet people, welcome them, call them by name during your presentation. What I like to do is I like to do a hybrid of both a little bit of PowerPoint, because there's some powerful pictures, that, not words, but pictures and videos that you can now use that you might not be able to use if you're speaking at a restaurant. So I like to use that, but I make sure that my face, I turn it off when I'm telling my story or any story, and I connect to the audience. Don't be afraid also to be a little goofy. I don't mean unprofessional. I mean goofy. So sometimes I put on my big Hobo Kelly glasses, right, for fun. I use new tools like a document camera to get their attention. So you've got to still give them an experience. But, you know, we're a little tired of the chat and we're a little tired of breakouts. So you as a speaker need to bring more to the table. Bring some props, bring some energy, bring some music, bring your A game on, and really, you know, give them great information, but also be a little more maybe entertaining than you would be in the live world, in the live arena. We're in the live world, but the live stage.
That's great. You have a gift to give our listeners. Please tell us about it.
I do. I want to give everybody a copy. It's a PDF of my free closing script. This is a step-by-step script to get and close more sales, to get more hot leads, and to close more sales, both in the virtual world and the live speaking world. And you can get that at by going to RV Robinson. Now, my name is spelled A-R-V as in Victor, E-E, Robinson.com, /free closing script. So RVRobinson.com, /free closing script.
So any last words? We've got about a little over 3 minutes that you would like to leave with our audience.
Oh, yes. Well, again, just know that your message matters, that you have an important message to share, and that only you can do it. And it's a unique message. It's a unique gift. And if you don't deliver that message, it will be undelivered for all eternity. And that means that those people that need to hear that message to end their suffering, save their business, save their soul, will go on suffering. And that's on each individual that cannot get out there. So if you have trouble struggling with that fear or anything else that's getting in your way, then call me, call somebody else, any other speaker trainer, whatever you need to do to get trained fast. Because this world is so shaky right now, we don't know how long we have to get our words and our message out to the world. So don't waste another minute. Don't waste another day. The world is waiting for your words. Get them out there and start saving lives.
Harvey, I know that you do different classes. Is there a place that they can go to find out when your next classes are and what you have coming up?
Yes. You can go to my regular website, rvrobinson.com. That's A-R-V-E-E, Robinson.com. And all of my coaching and classes and workshops are listed there.
Well, that's been wonderful. Well, we still have 2 minutes, so what else would you like to share with us before we close for today?
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more about stories, because I talked about the two stories that everybody needed, which was the professional story, which earned you the ride, and a success story. Two more stories, though, that you need to consider on adding, and that opens the hearts of your listeners, and that is your story with a lesson. So that's a story that has a lesson in it, but you don't share the lesson. And then the last story you need is an emotional story. Doesn't mean it's a boo-hoo story, but it's that story that maybe gets you choked up a little bit, and that you hold it back, and when you hold back the tears, boom, the audience will, you know, have waterworks, you know. So make sure that you learn how to share stories and tell stories and practice your stories. And once you do, you can tell the same story over and over again. You don't have to get a whole bunch of testimonials. Just get two or three good ones and use them in every single speech you sing.
Well, RV, it's been wonderful to have you as my guest today, and I have heard you in action, and you are amazing. And if anyone is really thinking to become a speaker, they need to be trained by you, because you are absolutely fabulous. So
thank you again.
And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Robbie.
Bye now.
Bye.